You are on the Oz Indie Show. It's 6 minutes past four. It's time for the top 10 of 2023. The big countdown. We're going to go through from 10 to 1 and also interview with the number one artist. So coming in at number 10, G Rebel. She's a female LGBTQI plus singer from Sydney. Her track, Beirut Summer.
I made it out the gutter. Pull up so fast, you could smell the burning rubber. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. B could not be dumber. Track so hot, Beirut in the summer. Pull up and you know I'm looking fresh like my daddy. Run your mouth and I'ma have to beat you like Miami. My city never sleeps, that's Arabian Nights. He want a pillow talk or take off on Arabian flies. He said, Habibi, I miss you. I touched down in Beirut. Your man was on my line, but I ain't trying to let you Beirut. He love it when I pull up in a little ton order, saying speak to me in Arabic. I said I speak Mawla. I'm the big stepper, but I ain't doing the ducky. I done ate up the beat, cause I stay so hungry. When he said he wanna talk, I went as dry as the desert. Had to call my girl for backup, we United Emirates. Cause I don't wanna hear that bum boy start to bark. Had to put him on a leash, I'ma leave him at the park. Now I ain't talking about deployment, I don't carry no gun. But I stay fly when I serve in my Air Force Ones. Ah. Mashallah, mashallah, I made it out the gutter. Pull up so fast, you could smell the burning rubber. Mashallah, mashallah. Mashallah, B could not be dumber. Track so hot, Beirut in the summer. I'd be kinda like a camel, cause all I do is spit. I ain't Fergie, but my hump had him having a fit. You know he messing around, but I ain't had to call my brothers. I handle it for real, call my girls, we got it covered. I'ma break the stigma, listen up, I'll paint an image. Young thug chick from the mountains and the village. Sleeping on the street, then I went and found my feet. Couple times I felt defeat, but my family gotta eat. All these people say I've changed, yeah, that's kinda how it's meant to be. I'ma speak my mind, you could never ever send to me, Arabian seas, and I'm the captain of the boat. Talking about the Middle East, so you know that I'm the GOAT. Put your hands up once for Arabian queens. We're gonna do a whole lot more than cook and clean. If you really gotta stare, please say mashallah. I'ma always be G, and I put that on wallah. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. I made it out the gutter. Pull up so fast, you can smell the burning rubber. Mashallah, mashallah. Mashallah, B could not be dumber. Track so hot, Beirut in the summer. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. I made it out the gutter. Pull up so fast, you could smell the burning rubber. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. B could not be dumber. Track so hot, Beirut in the summer. Mashallah.
G'day, this is Nicholas Connors.
Hi, I'm Amy Francis.
Hi, I'm Alana from Legs Electric, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM.
Oh, I am alive in the dead of the night.
More Australian music, more often.
Oh, my, they like my style, yeah, I'm looking all right.
10 past four here on the Oz Indie Show, going through the tracks of the year. The top 10 coming in at number 9, Ange Boxall, comes from Tasmania, country singer, got a toe-tapping track called Once Bitten.
Honey, drum bell, you can go to heaven, you can stay there.
directly. Will you look us in the eyes and see what we see without those horrid little lies?
It's 14 minutes past four, going through the top 10 tracks of 2023 from the Oz Indie Show. Coming up next, Sunset Brothers. They're a Sydney electronic beats duo. They got a track that's over the top and out of control. It's a track on crack. It's called Follow Me.
Techno. Going through the top 10 of the year,
Was that Follow Me? Outstanding little number. Coming up, though, at number 7, Art versus Science. Got a new track out. The lyrics are nonsensical, but the sci-fi synth beats pull you along. It's called Mick Jagger with a Laser. Coming in at number 6, Tobias Wonderdog, fronted by Matt Weaven, comes from Perth, needs reworking his old Melbourne band Upstream track and give it some modern Tobias Wonderdog treatment. The track is Battle Chess.
Yeah, about to get mean, so you better move your queen. Yeah, about to get mean, so you better think clean. My song takes so long, it moves along it as it sounds. Yeah, about to get mean, so you better move your queen. Yeah. Better move, check, check. Come on, check. Better
move. Yeah, about to get mean. Stop filling up with steam. We're about to get mean, so you better think clean. My soul takes a long, the moves are longer than the song. Yeah, about to get mean, so you better move it quick. Better move, check, check. Come on, check. Better move. Get mean, sick of floating in this dream. We're about to get mean, just like 50 shots of beam. But can we all stand strong? I guess we won't have to go on. When impossible it seems, so better live my dreams. Better move, check, check. Come on, check. Better move
coming up now at number five, Hunter Kane. She's a Melbourne-based female country artist. Great track of hers called Little Bit Crazy.
Until
this is Nicholas Connors. You're listening to the Oz Indie Show on Yarra Valley FM.
Through the top 10 of 2023 here on the Oz Indie Show. Just a Little Bit Crazy by Hunter Kane. Coming up now at number 4 by Boy Problems, a Melbourne disco rock group led by Cass Wilcox with James Clark. Cool Cool Girl is a cool, cool track. Through the top 10 of 2023. Coming in at number 3, track by Luciana Valentina, the stage name for Sydney artist Jacqueline Foyt. Quirky little track called But She's My Therapist.
If I know where it stems from, I will not cheat on this day.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 coming up now at number two. We're almost there. Tracks of the year for 2023. Solid Rock. Yeah, First Nations artist Moss joins forces with Tasman Keith, William Barton and Goanna for a reimagining like no other. Opening with the iconic sound of Barton's didgeridoo, accompanied by cicadas calling in the wind. It's a distinctively Australian track of this land. Here's Solid Rock.
But they were standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. I know the way to change, you fall down the line. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. I know the way to change, you fall down.
I wanna fire a car, but I'm native. They performative on a playlist. My community don't need saving. My community don't need saviors. I'm ancient, I'm current, I'm present, I'm knowledge. My 60,000 turn into house and turn into public forum. For your validation, learn your resume. Now without a station, would you really say? Is you for the people, or is you for the pay? Are you thinking equal, or do you talk with pain?
They won't see me for a day, I'm processing the pain. I'm dealing with the life, and what's left that remains? My death gon' be my death, put my voice before the chain. My life won't be my life, if these policies remain. I done see my grandma cry, she just lost another net. I see life expectancy, you meet me every single step. I see bully man on corner, he be aiming for my neck. He forget, you forget, I remind you they were standing on
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, leaning on the borrowed time. I know the wind to change, you're blowing down the line. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, leaning on the borrowed time. I know the wind to change, you're blowing down the line.
I remind you they were standing on
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. I know the wind to change, blowing down the line. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. I know the wind to change, blowing down the line. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground. Living on borrowed time.
Nyla Gold, and you're listening to the Oz Indie Show on Yarra Valley FM.
Yeah, well, it's come to that time. We've counted down to number one track of 2023. Number one from Melbourne artist Emily Lane, singing as Archer, bringing us a reprise of one of her earlier tracks featuring beat-driven lyrics that bring the song to the forefront of offerings this year. First up, we're going to have a chat with Archer and then play her number one track of the year, Overgrown. G'day, Archer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Greg Garrett from Yarra Valley FM. Calling you because we've got some great news. We're going through the top 10 tracks here on the Oz Indie Show. All the tracks that were released this year, I've gone through 500 of them, and yours is number one.
Oh, my God. That's so cool to hear. I'm so glad that one of my tracks is connected so deeply with you guys that you place it in your number one track of the year. That's crazy.
What we do each year, we go through the tracks, and there's some big names as well as lots and lots of indie artists like yourself. Yours has reached to be up the favourite.
Yeah, I'm so grateful, and I'm so glad that you guys liked it enough to put it up there.
That's all right. Now, we'll go back in time a bit, Archer. How did you discover that you had a future as singer-songwriter? How young were you when you found your voice, so to speak?
I was definitely in, primary school when I first decided that I wanted to be a singer, I guess. And then kind of as I got older and started to research and discover the technology, I realized it was actually something that was attainable and wasn't one of those things only reserved for people in America, I guess, which is definitely what it felt like when I was just in primary school. So in late 2017, early 2018, I started producing garage band demos, and they were terrible, but I would just send them to my friends and kind of be like, oh, look at this, look at what I made. And then yeah. I kind of decided that I really resonated with some of the tracks that I had created, or at least some of the lyrics, and thought, let's take a bit seriously. So I got in contact with a producer in Melbourne, and he produced the first track, and kind of that's how everything started.
Now, you've just put out an EP, and the track of the year that we chose, and which is Overgrown, is on that EP. That was an earlier track of yours, wasn't it? You released it late last year, and then have re-released it now on the EP.
Yeah, so Overgrown was one that I sort of released as the first teaser for the EP without telling people that it was off the EP.
Yeah.
And it just felt right to go on the EP because it did suit and match a lot of the themes that are kind of discussed in the lyrics and in some of the other tracks. So that's kind of why I thought it was a good idea to kind of re-release it.
Yeah, it's quite unique in the way it sounds, very beat-driven with the lyrics, which has obviously resonated with our listeners. They love it.
And, that's so good. Yeah.
What was the theme for Overgrown? What was it autobiographical or what?
It's one of those funny ones. The idea behind Overgrown was actually created by a producer and songwriter called Dressed. So he sort of had the track already partly written, maybe the first verse and a bit of the chorus, and kind of sent it through and was like, hey, I think this track would resonate with you. And so we kind of took it from there and started rolling with it and adapting it. And so I kind of took that first verse and the chorus and added the second verse and kind of the parts that finished up the track, and it kind of, the themes of the track sort of came from just finding myself in a new place and reflecting on where I'd been and where I was going, and I don't know, it's a very reflective track and is kind of elusive, but in my head I kind of know what it's all about deep down. But I love when kind of other people apply their own meanings to it, because it shows that they've really connected with it in maybe a different way than I intended.
Yeah. Now, when you're coming up with a track, do you have sort of the lyrics in mind first, something that you want to get across, or does the beat or the melody in your head and you have to find some way of using that?
Yeah, well, it kind of depends on kind of where I start. For example, some of the tracks on the EP, like Whispers, sort of started as lyrics, and then I got into the studio with Trest, and we sort of worked on it from there.
Yeah.
But there are other tracks on the EP, for example, like... which is one, like Star, for example, that we kind of started in the studio, and it kind of started off as like the track and the production, and then we sort of put the lyrics to it in there. So, I mean, I find it a lot more challenging sort of starting with the beats, because then you kind of have to build the story up from there with what kind of tempo I guess you're working with. But yeah, I think I prefer to start with the lyrics, but also I love challenging myself. So it's however it comes, it's more about how it ends up. So
And seeing as you're so young, you're in your early 20s, and as a hint, your EP is called 23, but we won't tell everyone your age. Do you find that music is now a full-time thing for you, or are you trying to balance it with other things in your life?
I think that music is one of those things that I never want to put too much pressure on myself, and I want to be able to kind of feel free to create where I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's like one of those things that I just do when I have the idea or when I have the drive to do it, and maybe one day it becomes one of those things that I do full time, but at the moment it's as the creativity flows, I guess. But I am keen to put out another body of work now that 23 is out in the world.
Yeah. And how are you releasing it? How can people find it? Is it actually going to be a physical EP, or is it all digital?
Unfortunately not physical. It actually came out late November, so it's out on all streaming platforms at the minute. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, if you don't want to pay for a subscription. Yeah, so people can go and listen to it wherever they find their music.
Fantastic stuff. Archer, before we finish, I want you to sort of look, we've looked back, and now I want you to sort of look ahead. Where would you like Archer to be in 5 years?
Oh, 5 years. I always think that so much has changed, even in like the last 2 years, that 5 years almost feels like something I couldn't even predict. But I'd love to just be, I'd love to play a festival for the first time. That's always kind of been like a goal of mine, whether it's a big festival or a little festival. I'm happy with anything. I just love to potentially have another 2 EPs out at least, and a plethora of singles, maybe an album. And I don't know, just kind of feel happy with like the work that I'm doing. Not that I'm not now, I love kind of the music that I've put out, but just feeling content with everything, I feel like is just an easy, not an easy goal to set, but something that I think is quite achievable as long as I'm doing what I like.
Yeah. And now a fun question.
Yes.
Who would you like to be on stage with?
That is fun. I don't know. This is a funny one. I'm not sure if I should go like a small artist
or just a
massive artist. I love like I don't know, the Post Malone. I know that he was here recently, and I feel like his tracks are just like so cool. So I would love to like, and that would be amazing. If I was on stage with Post Malone, that'd be sick.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Archer, here on the Oz Indie Show, Yarraville FM. It's always great to hear your music, and we'll be keeping an eye out on your future releases. And hopefully, we'll see you at some big festival soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all right. This is Archer and her number one track of the year, Overgrown.
Solving things can run a little deeper than the water on the surface, but if we can. together, you know we can catch a break. But I don't wanna leave this place, but I just know I couldn't stay. And even though it's hard to break all of the habits in our head, you know we've been on different pages since before we even met. You know that I'll be holding on until the day we meet again, right? I know it's not easy where we come from to escape. A lot of drugs and not much money, a lot of fun, a lot of mayhem. Everyone's so out of touch, we gotta run and run away. And I don't wanna leave this place, but I just know I couldn't stay. Yeah, you got a lot of problems, but you write them down instead. I'm not the one who's fighting, it's the voices in your head. Always picture perfect, so let's dress up and pretend. Yeah, it's also unrealistic, yeah, it's also unrealistic. Yeah, breathing in some smoke, but then my breathing out goes. I wanna come back, but you can't ever let me go. I know you only light the fire so that you can feel the glow. And I guess now I'm just somebody that you thought. To escape a lot of drugs and not much money, a lot of fun, a lot of mayhem. Everyone's so out of touch, we gotta run and run away. And I don't wanna leave this place, but I just know I couldn't stay. And the problems that we're facing could be easier to solve, and things can run a little deeper than the water on the surface. But if we could pull together, you know we could catch a break. But I don't wanna leave this place, but I just know I couldn't stay. You only count the minutes, so you know how long you waste. And you're eating it all up, although I know you hate the taste. And the only tape you measure the one around your waist. And I'm running from the prospect that I've overgrown this place.
Hi, this is Archer, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Fantastic stuff. Congratulations, Archer. Track of the year 2023 here on the Oz Indie Show.